WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station's new medical district land use area is moving forward following city council action and discussion.
Last night's meeting was the only opportunity for the council to react to staff recommendations to draft state laws creating management districts along Rock Prairie Road from east of Scott and White Hospital to College Station Medical Center and along both sides of the freeway. Separate district boards would have authority over developed and undeveloped land. There were repeated questions about how much control the council would give district boards. City Manager David Neely expressed the importance of stakeholder participation.
Who knows? Maybe at the end of the day, the project isn't as successful as we hope it will be, but there will be connection between the business, the property owners, the people out there who are on the ground trying to make it happen, and the city.
If the council approves the MMD proposal January 10th, it goes to the state legislature for consideration. Earlier, the council approved establishing tax increment reinvestment zones allowing property taxes generated from new development to help pay for needed infrastructure over the next 20 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An interim city manager has been named for College Station after David Neely decided to leave next month. Frank Simpson will fill that post starting January 12th. Simpson began working for the city while attending A&M in 1986 and returned last year as a deputy city manager. Between 1993 and 2011, he held management positions in Lamarck, Center, and Webster. The council's unanimous vote made no reference to a salary adjustment, and there was no discussion about the selection process for a permanent replacement. Whether or not you're going out of town for the holidays, local law enforcement has a list of reminders to reduce the chance of you becoming a crime victim. College Station Police Assistant Chief Brandy Norris says a key is communicating with your neighbors and with authorities.
One of the things that we take to heart here is that we cannot patrol the whole city by ourselves. We are very reliant on the citizens and friends and neighbors of each other, keeping an eye out for each other. You know your neighbors and your friends' houses. You know what should be there. You know what should not be there. And when you see something suspicious, don't hesitate to call us immediately.
Go to our website, WTAW.com, to read more tips. Every coin and dollar bill is important to the local Salvation Army. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says the annual Red Kettle campaign has a new feature this year, which is making your donation online.
It's www.onlineredkettle.org. For those that don't carry cash but they still want to give money so they can go on, and they just need to enter in our zip code 77801 and donate to the Red Line Online Kettle, and it will be the same as putting it into the kettle at the store.
Red Kettle contributions are used year-round by the Salvation Army. Walker says they're at half their $150,000 goal with about a week in the campaign left. Online at WTW.com are Red Kettle locations along with a link to their website. Entering his first full term in the Texas legislature, District 14 Representative John Rainey says he's been spending a lot of time in discovery.
You think that having lived here over 50 years that I would know a lot more than I did. Great things are happening on the campus of A&M. And then, of course, all the stuff in the bio corridor is just going to be wonderful for our community and bring a lot of new folks in. And I think a lot of construction will be taking place relatively soon.
Rainey says he doesn't plan on pre-filing legislation, but he has submitted a resolution honoring the A&M football team and Heisman winner Johnny Manziel. Those involved in a capital murder trial moved from Huntsville to Bryan returns to work on Monday. That's after the 10th Court of Appeals in Waco rejected a prosecution challenge to the wording of jury instructions. The Eagle reports closing arguments start Monday in the trial of John Falk Jr. Prosecutors seeking the death penalty contended the instructions were too limiting. Falk is accused of being an accomplice in the 2007 death of a prison guard during an escape attempt. Fellow inmate Jerry Martin, who was driving a stolen truck that struck and killed the corrections officer, is on death row. And under a measure introduced in the legislature, judges would be able to order that ignition interlock devices be installed on the vehicles of people convicted of drunk driving. The device would require the motorist to blow into a tube before the ignition could be started, and it wouldn't start if the person had any liquor on their breath at all. The motorist would have to pay for the device, which Mothers Against Drunk Driving lobbying Driving lobbying Bill Lewis says is just common sense.
Ask somebody who has been arrested and convicted for DWI to be sober before they start their cars, you know, ought not be a big deal.
Lewis says the public is so fed up with drunk drivers that this and the bill allowing for DWI checkpoints stand a good chance of passing. WTOW News Time is 6:35. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.